This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back to jobs we go because jobs. People need them. The economy needs them. Just jobs. Anyway, we learned this morning, as Gina said, that average hourly earnings last month almost 6% higher than they were January a year ago, a sign that companies are competing to get workers, right? And honestly, they better. We've told you about the record number of job openings in this economy and the record number of people quitting their jobs to get better ones, which means not only is it harder to find workers right now, it is harder to keep them. So some companies, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, are getting creative.
Sometimes it's the little things that companies do that really stay with employees.
A banana stand where people could grab bananas.
Monogrammed golf umbrellas.
So a $15 holiday bonus check.
Yeah, that was 15 as in $15. That was tech worker Kevin Chen in Seattle, teacher Mark Procopio in Baltimore, accountant Brent Davis in Columbia, Missouri. Bananas and golf umbrellas didn't quite cut it. They all left those jobs. These days, companies have to try a little harder and do things that are revolutionary, like
actually to pay higher.
That's Alex Alonso with the Society for Human Resource Management. The number one reason people left their jobs last year, according to the research, is money. And that is what companies have been offering. At first, for new hires.
Opening offers were higher than ever before.
Two-thirds of companies surveyed this year said they have raised starting wages over the past year. And of those, about 40% say they raised starting pay for new people by 6 to 10%. And then when existing employees looked at that and were like, are you kidding me? They got raises too. Julia Pollack is chief economist at ZipRecruiter.
Wage growth picked up faster for job switchers than for job stayers. It's now picking up quite rapidly for job stayers as well.
For hourly workers, by December of 2021, job switchers were being paid 5% more than the year before. The people who stuck around were being paid 4% more. This year, according to the Conference Board, businesses plan to raise pay by an average of 3.9%. And if people still leave, well, the next best thing is to try and lure them back. Alex Alonso at the Society for Human Resource Management says about 40% of employers are paying something called boomerang bonuses.
So let's say I'm Johnny from XYZ Corp, and I know that Sally left. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can poach Sally back, and I'll get a bonus, but then Sally will get a bonus as well for coming back.
The second and third main reasons why people leave work are work-life balance and career advancement, and companies have been coming up with new benefits that hit exactly those things.
We have certainly seen an increase in interest in on-site childcare.
Stephen Kramer is CEO of Bright Horizons, which helps employers with benefits, including childcare. Companies are offering help with education for workers who want to get ahead.
We're also seeing student loan debt repayment as an important component.
Some of this competition over salary and benefits is tied to the tight pandemic labor market. But even when the labor market is back to normal, businesses are still going to be dealing with high turnover. That is a warning, and it comes from Brian Kropp, chief of research at Gartner's HR practice.
So if historically you had about a 10% turnover rate, you should really be planning to have about a 15% turnover rate, all else equal, once we get fully through the pandemic.
That is a 50% increase in turnover rate, regardless of what the labor market is doing. And there are a couple of reasons for that. A lot of remote workers have the whole country to choose from, or at least somewhere they can get to every once in a while.
And more options means more turnover.
Kropp also says social ties between coworkers can be weaker when more people are working remotely.
It's easier to quit your job because you're quitting your company, but you're not quitting your friends.
Plus, turnover has just been increasing over the decades in general. Glassdoor looks at best places to work each year and says the places that are likely to retain people have something in common. Christian Sutherland Wong is CEO of Glassdoor.
Each of these companies truly has a culture of caring about culture. They create a culture that's mission-driven, that they connect with their employees in being able to give them a sense of purpose in the work they're doing.
So once the bills are paid and the kids are fed, that's what companies may just be competing over next, a sense of purpose. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.